Proclamation number 1092 of 14th of September, 1939. Countervailing powers uninvolved in natural events. The course of the world is conditioned by an eternally constant law of oneness, and therefore one or the other world, i.e., the individual world bodies, cannot arbitrarily subordinate themselves to other laws which would be contrary to those of the eternal deity. It is therefore also impossible that the forces from the underworld could participate in any way in the governance of creation or express their power in such a way that the effects of this would be recognizable as contrary to the divine will. It would be absurd, for example, to assume that God could hand over his creations to forces other than those serving him so that they could influence the creations in a destructive or degrading way. And it would be even less conceivable that these forces could elevate themselves to ruling opponents of the eternal deity, directing the entire creation, for everything in the universe is subject to divine will without exception. And the opposing force is only permitted to test its power on the soul embedded in the human being. Just as, on the one hand, it can weaken human will and resistance to the utmost, but can also cause it to put up the greatest resistance and thus also stimulate the human soul to the highest activity. But the power of the adversary by no means goes beyond this. And if one now wanted to believe that forces opposing God could express themselves in creation, this is a huge error. The course of the world will remain the same for eternities, and all celestial bodies, all suns, all world bodies will move in the order predetermined for them since eternity, and every change will still be based on the wise plan of the Creator, which has likewise been determined since eternity. And this should now also explain that the Creator of all things is also now at work, that such great changes will affect one of his works of creation, the earth, which could easily lead the ignorant to assume that here the opposing power, evil in the spiritual world, is unleashing its immense powers to run riot and cause confusion among people. The demons are certainly at work, but not directly. In the transformation of the earth's surface. But they have exerted their influence on the human soul and so completely weakened its will to resist and forced its will upon itself that the deity now wants to put an end to this activity and thus wants to prove its perfection of power, which extends across all areas, to humanity in order to turn its mind towards itself. Since it is not possible otherwise, the human being's free will shall remain untouched and yet the soul, which has already become too deeply entangled in the enemy's nets, shall be offered help in its dreadful situation. And that is why mankind's thinking should concern itself a little more with the origin of all creations. Anyone who looks at everything that has been created and is able to recognize the will to love which motivated the Creator of all things to bring everything into being will also recognize the wisdom which guides and directs everything that has been created. And thus he will also recognize the hand of the Divine Creator in all events which have their origin in the workings of nature. And he will realize that everything has to come about and happen this way because God, the Creator of heaven and earth, cannot do anything that has not been considered extremely wisely since eternity. Amen.